You're listening to SBS News.
Lucy Wong came out to her family in China at the age of 16. She says it was not a positive experience.
Well, it was quite dramatically. Firstly, I was pulled out the school with my first girlfriend, and I had to change the college because her. After that, I was sent to Australia to stay away from her.
Miss Wong says her family sent her to Australia 10 years ago, thinking isolation from her girlfriend would change her sexual identity. But she says her time here has instead helped her become more confident in her own skin.
I can accept who I am. I can tell my friends or people I know who I am, my sexuality. And also I had other partners here.
While China decriminalised homosexuality in 1997, there are currently no laws protecting people who identify as LGBTIQ+ from discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. Same-sex partnerships are also not legal, so people in same-sex relationships cannot get married or adopt children. Ms. Wong says many families in China simply cannot accept it if their child is queer.
I think it's more the moral level of pressure and also the one-child policy. So most families could not accept their only child gay or lesbian or LGBT. Also, they want to have a grandchildren.
The situation in China has led to an emergence of Chinese people, in particular women, travelling and living in Australia so they can come out in a safer and more welcoming environment. Erin Chu, founder of the Asian Australian Alliance, says some of these migrants will then tell their parents over the internet.
To be overseas and telling their parents over, say, WeChat, so over the internet, for example, it may be a lot easier for them because there's no direct confrontation as such. There's not that physical confrontation. They also don't need to say other family, for example, so they're only telling their parents.
Dr. Lucetta Cam is a professor at the Hong Kong Baptist University. She says many Chinese women make the move because of societal pressure in China to get married.
The difficulties are different, and also for women, the marriage pressure is very severe in China. So they will need to, of course, I mean heterosexual marriage. They will need to get married like around 25 or before 30. So this is the most difficult part to come out to family.
Dr. Cam is one of the speakers taking part in this weekend's AGMC National Conference. President of the AGMC, Dr. Judy Tang, says the Living Loving Diversity Conference is about creating an inclusive environment for all.
It's a really huge gathering to talk about all any barriers, any issues, all the positive stories and lived experiences of people who identify as multicultural and or multi-faith and LGBTI. We also have quite a strong disability stream because I have a really strong passion to really pull together all the different intersectionalities of culture, faith, race, gender, sexuality, and disabilities.
Dr. Tang was born in Australia, but her parents, who are of Chinese heritage, were born in Vietnam and migrated here after the Vietnam War. She says she withheld her sexuality from her family for a long time, but when she eventually came out, they were, for the most part, supportive.
My mum perhaps didn't take it as well as my father did at the start. But for me, it's just as long as we can keep on meeting each other halfway, the more that she got to see, for example, my girlfriend and myself just doing normal everyday stuff, it sort of really took the strangeness out of it for her, if that makes any sense. And so I guess I've got a pretty happy ending in this, because my partner and I are involved in a lot of family events and we're quite welcome into the family.
For Chinese young people who migrate to Australia with their families, sexuality becomes something that can be openly expressed. Mikara Ramsing works with culturally and linguistically diverse people who identify as queer on her online platform Ethnic LGBT+. Ms. Ramsing, who identifies as a gay South African Indian Australian woman, says she has spoken to Chinese youth who identify this way in rural and regional parts of Australia. She says they are often free to be openly out in Australia, but need to hide their sexuality back home.
The two Chinese students I spoke to were in Year 11 in high school at Darwin, and they felt comfortable enough to organise a pride lunch at their school and were openly out amongst their friends and their peers and felt that support. Yet when they went to visit family back home, and this was also the cultural factor, there was no need to talk of one's sexual identity.
Asian Australian Alliance's Erin Chu says while there may not be legislative support for the LGBTQI plus community in China anytime soon, societal change is already happening.
There needs to be a generational change for the government for things to change, and I think that will take quite a while before that changes. But as for society, there's a lot more LGBT activist groups in China who are quite bold and who are actually coming out talking about these issues. So I think there is a lot of opportunity to change the social perceptions in China.
Tara Guzzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.